Sparkler Parents. It's Christine. And today we're going to take a break from our book review of Brain-Based Parenting to work on an activity that I call being an empathetic observer of our own experience. We put past so much judgment on our own selves. We have rumination of thoughts, negative talk, and really all that judgment that we put on ourselves is only tearing us down. So if we can develop the ability to be an empathetic observer of our own self, we can help create some space between our experience and how we're feeling. And that's not to say any of our feelings are bad, but when it might be kind of clouded by different sensory experiences, it may seem worse than it is, or we may not have an accurate read of what's happening. And so developing the skill of being an empathetic observer of our own experience is going to help us develop self-compassion and develop an ability to better understand where some of our challenging emotions might be coming from. It will also help us become a better empathetic observer of somebody else's experience, to be less judgmental, particularly of our children. So here we go. We're going to do a practice here today that I hope takes about 5 minutes in total, and some rules. There's going to be no judgment here, no evaluation, no assessment of what's going on. I just want you to name the sensation, name the feeling. And really in the beginning, we're just going to be naming what we observe in this present moment. So I'm going to pause for 10 seconds and I want you to name out loud all of the things that you see in the space that you are currently in. Okay, so just name those things out loud. Ready and go. Excellent. So now we're going to give 15 seconds, and I want you to pick up and touch with your hands or with your feet as many things in your environment, and just name the sensation or the feeling that you have as you are doing that. Ready and go. Perfect. So if you want to keep track of this, by all means, go ahead and write down your observations, but we're just kind of noting the observations that we're going through here. Next, we'll do 20 seconds of things that you can hear in your environment, and really notice for loud sounds as well as more subtle sounds that you are able to hear, maybe even your own breath or potentially even hearing your own heartbeat. Okay, so 20 seconds to name out loud all of the things that you hear. Great job. Next, we're going to take 25 seconds and we're going to combine smell and taste. Often taste comes through more strongly for us when we're smelling something, and vice versa. Smell is a really important sense to help us know if we're safe or not. And it ties right into the hippocampus and helps us develop memories. So that's why often certain smells are tied to very, very early memories. So take 25 seconds here and just name, observe the different sensations that you can taste or smell at this very moment. Okay. The next sense is one that you may not have heard of before. It is called your interoceptive sense. And interoception is your ability to sense the neural chemicals and the hormones that are being produced from your body, because all of those hormones, whether we're talking about insulin or melatonin or neurotransmitters like adrenaline or different endorphins, change the way that we feel. They even lead and build into different emotional states that we feel. Think about when you are hungry, if maybe that's ever led you to feel hangry and the anger is expressed because you're so hungry. And so interoception is super important for us to really, in the present moment, understand what we're feeling emotionally. So I'll give you 30 seconds to kind of tune into your body right now and notice any sort of feelings, emotions that are coming up for you. Again, you're going to name them out loud. Name them out loud without judgment, without evaluation. So even if you're bored of this exercise or you're getting frustrated with me because I keep asking you to do more things, name those things out loud. 30 seconds, go. All right. So I hope you were able to name some emotions or some feelings that you were having there. Our next one is going to be an intuitive sense and an interpersonal sense. So maybe you are in the house with somebody or in a space with somebody else. And how are you feeling with that other person? That could be me as well. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you get to see me. If you're just listening to this through Spotify, then you're listening to me, and you can still have an interpersonal sense of how you're feeling with me if nobody else is in the environment with you, as well as how you are feeling overall in your space right now. So take about 20 seconds to kind of pay attention to how your overall space and interpersonal relationships are happening right now in the present moment. And just name what you're noticing. All right. That's great that you were noticing and naming what you were feeling in that interpersonal sense or the intuitive sense. You just have three more to kind of think about here. So proprioception. Proprioception is how you're feeling with the tension or stretch or pressure to your skin, muscles, and joints. And if you need to, you can tense up and relax. Take a big breath in and relax. So move your body, jump around. Take about 15 seconds here to notice and name what you're feeling in your body. We're going to take about 10 seconds to notice our vestibular sense. And so vestibular sense is deep in our inner ear, and we're going to feel the change or the information coming in when we turn our head quickly, or if you are moving your eyes around. Maybe you can go upside down in your chair right now, drop your head down. And so for 10 seconds, just get a sense and name what you're feeling, what your vestibular sense is telling you. You can do some twisting. Okay, so we did all of the 10 senses. I can tell you 10 senses. Maybe there are more that we still haven't yet been able to really measure or name. But those sensory experiences make up an overall feeling of I'm okay or I'm not okay. And you might have noticed some of those sensory experiences were really easy for you, or you enjoyed them. And some of those sensory experiences, maybe not so much, or they made you feel kind of uncomfortable, or they were challenging. And I'll have you take a maybe 2 to 3 minutes when we're finished here to just journal or write down kind of your overall impression of your best sense. What sense felt the strongest to you or helped you seem most connected to yourself? And which of those sensory experiences felt the most confusing or the most awkward? Because that can give you information. Again, we're looking for a standpoint of no judgment, really no evaluation, but just data and information about what feels easy or what you noticed that was easy and what was noticed that was hard. It doesn't mean it's good or bad, but if you can start tuning into that and just noting and just observing for the sake of observation, you're going to build that ability to be that empathetic observer in your own self. So thank you for practicing that with me, and take a few minutes now to just journal on your own and reflect on that practice.